First Baptist Church of Redmond, March 3, 2019, Romania Mission Trip Report.
Please rise. Reading from Matthew 28, verses 17 and 18. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you very much. Keyword in that section is a word going. Let's take a look at how that word is affected. This is the first Sunday I was in Romania. This is a local church group, including the lady with the headdress on the side is travels with me most of the places I go. She and Danny Phillip, that is Simona. And here they are. When you go to a Romanian church, they have group special music every Sunday. Some group, whether here it's the young adult group, or you'll have the children sing every Sunday, or sometimes the men, sometimes the women, but the people sing every Sunday, a group. Romania is a country about the size of Oregon. The place I spent most of my time is over here, Timișoara, because so often in the Middle Ages it was under control of the Austria-Hungary Empire. Signs for Timișoara will also be in Hungarian. Timișvar is how it is referred to in Hungarian. When we look at the Bible passage that we had Dale read for us, I like to go back a little farther than some folks do. When we look at Matthew 28, look at Matthew 28, 17, which is where it starts. When they saw him, we're speaking of Jesus appearing in the midst of the disciples, they worshiped him, but some doubted. From the very beginning, when Jesus resurrected, some of his disciples did not believe that he had risen. The first reason for that was the first ones to have recognized he was gone were the ladies, and we thought surely the disciples thought they were overwhelmed. Or perhaps his body has been stolen. Who knows what they saw? But when we go out to talk about Jesus, sometimes people will doubt us for one of a million reasons. Their culture is very similar to ours as far as how it's been affected by Western influences, and so often the word weakness or crutch is used, even there, to describe people who have religious faith. Luke 24:11, they did not believe the women because their word seemed to them as nonsense. Yet, when they saw Jesus alive in their midst, notice the very first thing, they fell down to worship. They were uncertain, they were a little confused what they were seeing, what they were noticing, what was happening. Yet, the more time they spent with Christ, the more they came to him, the more their doubts fled. For us too, the more time that we spend thinking about what Jesus has said to us, thinking about the implications, what we should be doing as a response, the more we respond to Jesus, the more comfortable we become with him, the more aware we become of his presence, and the more our doubts about his concerns and care for us fled. Just as the last time I was there, they've arranged for me to go to Serbia, which is a experience because the border with Serbia is very controlled. There's different taxation rates between Romania and Serbia, and this comes up in the issue, interesting enough, of cigarettes. It's very common for people to want to smuggle cigarettes somewhere in their car, under their car, in their luggage, in the floorboards. And so it's not unusual, they tell me, for your car to be searched. When we went there, we went through two sets of borders to get through. And they were confident we had no cigarettes, so we made it through. But very, very common, had to bring your passport. They have their national identity cards. The town I go to is Versace. It's a town of about 40 to 50,000 people. The reason I go there is the young man who is the pastor of this church. God has blessed them with him because he has a very quick mind. He is a great student, and he has been asked to start a Serbian Christian seminary. His name is Trion. He has a habit. If you were to show you his phone has a picture that his wife took of him because he loves history. And Serbia, that part of Serbia, well, people have been there for thousands of years. So he has one of those metal detectors. So he loves to go out to different regions if he can find where a Roman camp was or where a battle was. And he's the one who found, and let me have, and Brittany used it at school one time, a ancient Roman coin that was imprinted with the face of the son of Constantine, who became the next emperor. So about 350 AD was this coin. So he enjoys that. He collects a lot of things. He enjoys it so much that he and I talk about that because we're Facebook friends. We stopped for coffee when I was visiting with him, and he just happened to have in his pocket a plastic bag that he opened up and showed me all the ancient metal things he had just found over the last few weeks. And he said, he was trying to debate what it is, how old it is, but he enjoys history a great deal. Generally when I travel, the school secretary, Simona Brenda, and her daughter, Otelia, who's just barely older than Brittany, she's doing the same kinds of things. She's in a college class, will come and they sing. This is the pastor I told you about. His name is Trion, and he played this game with me, so I'll play this with you. When you think about Jesus, Jesus, as you can see there, there's some famous Bible statements, and I'll tell you, it's in the Gospel of John, there where Jesus speaks about himself and describes himself in three ways. Can you tell me, can you think for a minute, guess for me, what Bible verse from the Gospel of John is quoted behind the pastor's head? This is on their primary background at church. Jesus is, you know, so what are the three statements? I am, that's exactly what it is. The way, the truth, and the life. Serbian's pronounced a little bit differently for me, so I'm not going to try. But this is the church I got to preach in the first Sunday morning I was there in Versace, Serbia. I'm a little more animated than the average preacher, but I asked them if that's okay. They said, no, they like to see you out moving around. And for me also, I have to tell you that, as is oftentimes the case, I have a little bit of jet lag. So if I move around when I speak, I'm not going to fall asleep while I'm speaking. Afterwards, they took me to, Serbia is famous for its meat. If you go to a Romanian strip mall or someplace that has food, you will be looking for the phrase Pleskavica Serbijeska, which means this good meat came from Serbia. Serbian cows are what this is. And so this is essentially a meat restaurant in the downtown Versace. It's an old style. They intentionally hang all kinds of things all over. Out there on the table, you'll see a folded up placemat I took from there. So, oh no, take it, let people see. So this restaurant has also a extension in the town I was in, Timișoara. But meat, meat, and meat is what's on the menu. They give you some potato, kartof also, but meat, meat, and meat. So that's what they're famous for. That's the restaurant. Dinar is their monetary unit. And so what do they name the restaurant? Dinar. So that way you'll know to bring your cash and spend it at the food, at the restaurant. Continuing our passage, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. John 16:33, I've put the image on there. The point is that Jesus is the one who has been given power to work in the world around us. These things I've said to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. In Matthew 28, before Jesus left the world, he's reminding his disciples that he was in their source of power. He sent them out in groups of two. He had them do some amazing things. But now after the resurrection, power went out from him, had come out so much so that if reading more of the gospel accounts, when Jesus rose from the dead, several hundred people, believers, were also energized and came back to life. And he stressed to his disciples that moment by moment, day by day, his disciples know they can lean on him for power, for strength, wherever they find themselves. Each of the two Sundays, I was originally scheduled to only speak in two churches. Sunday morning, actually speak twice, Sunday morning and Sunday night. The first Sunday, I was scheduled to return to the same church in the evening. However, in each of the two times, and the first Sunday was no exception, they asked me, Pastor, there's a small village church in our area. Would you come and speak there as well? To encourage the folks. So you can see the building there on the left side. This is a church that is about half an hour south of Vršac, still in Serbia. And the reason we went there is do you see a similarity? On the right of the picture is the pastor of the Baptist church I just showed you. To the left is his father, who has started this church in this small community where he lives. So would you come and preach in my dad's church? They had two rooms in the winter. They'll meet in a back room that is smaller because it's easier to heat. You can see they just have a pellet stove that they're heating it with. And there were more of us that came to the church than were there present at that church on a cold Sunday afternoon. But still preached our gospel. People pay attention, listen, and they appreciate and will follow along in their Bibles as I speak. Afterwards, I saw a lot of these pictures I posted on Facebook. On our way back to Vršac to speak in the Sunday evening service, he said, I know that it's a short distance, let's stop. And they could tell, forgive me, Pastor Doug is sleepy. Afternoons is the hardest time for me. Pastor Doug is sleepy. Because they commented that my driver friend, the pastor, and Simona were in the front of the car. Otilia was beside me, and I'm in the back because since I'm speaking and I'm a little groggy, I'm going over my notes. And so I'm looking around, and Simona said, did you just fall asleep? And I said, what do you mean? She says, I heard you snoring with your papers in your hand. So they stopped so that I could have some coffee. So when you're in Rome, do as the Romans, and Europe is your, so the little tiny demitasse, powerful cups of coffee. And two of those will get me through an evening service. So there we are at a nice little coffee shop there, and I don't even remember the name of the town. Again, the same group would get up and sing for us. I'm going to just keep going. So there, the next Sunday, I was at a different church, and I don't even remember the town. I think it's Petronoi. This is a church that is relatively new, and that is their young pastor. It's not uncommon for the Romanian men, if they feel that God has called them or given them some skills or gifts in Scripture, to not necessarily volunteer and be a full-time pastor, but they'll work during the week, and then they will manage a church for a year or two on the side. I think this might be what this man is doing. But there he had a very good English, and so pastor translated for me as I was preaching in his church that afternoon. He said, by the way, same situation. He had some family members that were trying to start a Biserica Cristina Baptista Emmanuel, Emmanuel Baptist Christian Church. That's not an uncommon title, Baptist Christian Church. So, because some people will not know what the word Baptist means. What is that? Because they're very sensitive to cults over there. The government does not like cults to come in from the West. So if they don't know what you are, they'll put the word Christian in. And Emmanuel is not an uncommon name for, like we have Calvary Church here. Well, Emmanuel is a very common church name there. So again, same situation. As many of us came to that church, our friend came and sang with us, and I spoke. And there were just a handful of people there. Half of them were again part of this gentleman's family. And so we stopped by and he visited with his dad on our way out of that town. When God tells us the Great Commission, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go is, you would like to tweak that translation a little bit because it's actually participial. It's not a command verb to go. It's going. While you are going, therefore, while you are going, make disciples of all the nations. So it's God's plan that we are supposed to be prepared to give the gospel's words as we're going throughout our day. Whether you carry some things with you or are just prepared to engage people in discussion, talk to your friends and relatives, because those are the ones that you'll have the greatest influence with, is people that you know, people, your coworkers. As you're going throughout your day, you should be ready to say something. This seems to be God's plan, reaching people that we meet. And having gone, we make disciples, helping them abide in God's truth. When we think of discipleship, that's what this is helping someone to be a disciple. The group that runs the orphanage we work with, that man and his wife, they are full-time Christian workers, and his name is, he goes by Gus Agostina. He is pastor of a church. So the second Sunday I was there, I spoke in his church. And so because they have a lot of children in the church, and then a lot of orphans in the church, their children will always get up and sing Sunday night in their church. They had some PowerPoint, but it was just for their slides, for the words and the songs like we would be doing here. I have no idea what they're singing. Just to point out something, when you look, some of the spellings aren't consistent. There's a lot of preferences on how you would spell, for example, the name of Jesus. So the first name Jesus, Jesus, is common. But you'll either have an HR, Christos, or you'll go ahead and have the CR, Christos. Both of them are fine. There are alternative ways to spell it. And you know a little bit of Spanish. Esta is Domnul. Domnul, God. Jesus Christ is God. Now, that is a common thing you'll see in the front of churches that are there. So there I am, again, animated. I had my regular translator, Danny Phillip, there, watching me carefully. What is Pastor Doug going to say now? He's watching me very closely. He brought his wife and two children to church that night, and his wife got up to give a testimony. So forgive me as I tell a little story. You know, Daniel Phillip is named after Danny Phillip. He and Danny Phillip and his wife wanted to have children, and for so many years were not blessed in that way. And so that's part of the reason that we have a namesake, is because, well, there would be someone so that you know that they would connect, they would talk, they send little things to Daniel. And God bless them, they have two children now. And so his wife got up and gave a testimony to keep faith and trust in God, because that was, you know, the desire of her heart was to have children. Didn't think they would, and suddenly now she's been blessed. So she was appreciative for that. And yep, I took a selfie in Danny's taxi on the way back. You can't see Simona, she's immediately behind me, but that's Danny Phillip on the right. And then his two children, the first on the in the middle is Mihai, from Mihail. And I don't remember the name of his second son now, it escapes me. That's his wife in the back. She's the one who had given the testimony. I had a little bit of free time at the end. And so I spent a little bit of time in their capital city on the way back. And the only Taco Bell in Romania is in the AFI Mall in downtown Bucharest, and it's just the same, exactly the same. And so I had a little black, because I've, so if my friends from Romania are listening, please, you know, don't think whatever, but I did my thing. I ate all my Romanian food during the week, and so I had Taco Bell there. And interestingly enough, right next to the Taco Bell was another restaurant, Maggie's Ranch. And that's just what it says, Taste of America. So when they think of America, what do you see? You'll see the benches outside that have saddles on them. See that? And that's really, like if you bring your kids to the mall, your kid can sit on, and that's a leather saddle, on a saddle while they eat their kids' meal. When they think of America, they think, yeah, firearms are in there, cowboy boots. They were playing Western music in English. One of the cars I took a ride in this week, the man was playing Romanian Western American music. And I said, this is the first Western music I've heard in someone's car. He says, I like American style music. So interesting, fascinating. And I want you to look at what they gave me. And I have this at home. I don't think I brought it. Did I bring it? But it's a huge American flag that they stuck in the middle of my hamburger. And so I had slaw with everything. You always get a cup of slaw, but those are regular sliced potatoes baked. Those were tasty. And a big cheeseburger with onions. So fully American style meal. So wow, how about that?
Did it taste of America?
It was good. Now, you can't tell from the angle I took this picture, but you know, I'm still sensitive with my carbs and trying to eat right when I'm traveling. So that the bun was like this. I had to take a knife that they had in the middle of the table, and I cut that bun in over a half because there was so much bread. Because I ate most of the potatoes, I ate some of the slaw, but I had to make that bread small because I could not have eaten that hamburger. So, but it was good. Maggie's gave you, and just to give you comparison cost, you're at a mall and it's, you know, custom ordered and they cooked it while I was there. But that whole thing was, I didn't pay more than $10 for any meal. And this is probably $8 for this. So that's a mall food dinner. So some of the things, I'll put a word in for my Uber friends. There's people I know who talk about Uber. I never. But how do I get around? So just to comment, when I was traveling, sometimes I wasn't sure where I was, but I can't. When I try to call for a taxi, they say, call for the taxi, we will speak English. Never have I been able to call a taxi company and have anyone speak English. So I'm stuck. So years ago, when I first came out, I put the Uber app on my phone, thinking just in case one of my children would get stranded, I can call and get them an Uber ride. So I used Uber when I was in Romania, and they're there in less than 10 minutes. And I almost took a screenshot of what I paid, the conversion, because I put on a credit card. It was like $250, $3 for Uber from where I was to, I think the most I paid was $350, and that was for a 25-minute ride. So, you give the price up front, but that's like 14 lei. So nothing, that was nothing. The ridiculously low price. And so Uber in Romania. Jesus goes on, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. The early church expected people to show fruits of repentance and a knowledge of the basics of the faith. You can look at some of the early teachings from the teaching of the 12 disciples and other things. What they would stress was Christ's words, parables, messages, sayings. And you know, this is the best parting story when Jesus says, the things that I have commanded you. What did Jesus say? That's always been the stress. This is the outside of the school. And now there's a second school that is meeting there, the Bible College, Timisoara Baptist Bible Institute. A seminary that was in Arad that was run by Central Seminary has closed down. And they are now using the same facilities. They're in the process of bringing over what would be a very significant library. They haven't put it in yet because the building here is not done. It needs to be done, I think, by the end of April, because that's where their permits go. And they've been told they won't allow to stretch their permit. So they need to completely finish their building, I believe, by the end of April. That's the where it is in the area. Strada Capitan Dan, number 20, is their address. Some of the funds I was going to dig around, and I will tell you the best, for me, the best used bookstore around here that has Christian books is the Half Price Bookstore down at Overlake Mall. on 8th and 20th, or I think that's where it is, 150th, maybe in 8th, because they always have religious books. So I was able to find the nice little Hebrew Bible that I use sometimes, not the big one, but the little one, and good prices. So I threw in some Bible comments, some Bible for them, some other little things, threw that in my luggage, and brought it over. That's Daniel Suits. He is the dean of students there, as well as the pastor of a church in the area there as well. You can see I wore my Jakarta shirt. So I told him, yes, I was in Jakarta, and this is how they dress there. So they all thought that was cool. So maybe, I don't know what's going on. This is before class one night. These are all Christian workers or pastors in the area. This gentleman here drove about an hour and a half each day to and from class. And so they pointed him out to me because he's famous, because he's really trying to prepare to serve his church the best way he can. And school here is pretty much free for them. People give money so they don't have to really do anything to other than come and take the course. The rest of them were all sharp. About half of them spoke English very well. The other half we relied on the translator. But it cost them a little bit of time and energy to come. This was the group that was there in the class. Simona came in one night because I told her that I was going to do that paper testing. And she said, I'd like to see that. I says, well, come and do it. So I will tell you that, and I can't explain it, no one in Romania that has had that has come up with the strong reaction. Nobody. So I don't know why. They were trying to guess. Maybe it's because, let me tell you, their food has some spice to it, some flavor to it, some vinegar to it, and even the chicken. If you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, they assume you want hot and spicy chicken. If you want what we would say here is what you would expect to get, you would have to say, I'd like my chicken plain, no additional flavor. And then they'll ask you, are you sure you don't want it hot and spicy? Yes, I'm sure I don't want it hot and spicy. Because the normal default there is pickled, vinegared, or hot. But none of them responded with more than just a little bit of sensation. I brought one of these back. So this is one of those things, believe and see. You almost never see these in the U.S. This is a big candy bar over there, Mars Bar from M&M Mars. So if you'd like a 51-gram candy bar, 3, 2, 1. It's all yours. On the way out today, you'll see two things. So hopefully there's enough for one of these. This is their standard little Romanian candy. That's a Romanian flag. This is their ROM. This is a chocolate bar that has a little bit of fudge on the inside. Think Milky Way, but flat. So I have two bags of these out there. There should be enough, one per customer, please, but there should be enough, one per customer. They have the tendency to celebrate the 1st and 8th of March. The 1st of March is like spring, so that was while I was there. Marti is spring, and then the 8th of March is like a Women's Day, International Women's Day. So that'll be, and plus the first Sunday I was there, the 24th of this month, was Romanian Valentine's Day. So I would see flowers, hearts all over. So this is their honor women period of the weeks of the year. So I've got some of these out there on the table. Please feel free to take these. These were like 25 cents each. So don't worry about anything. But Brian, so that's if you want to take the ones off of here, matter of fact, feel free. So it's about 4 lei to a dollar. So this is a quarter. If I wanted to go get a meal, two of us could just about eat at McDonald's for this or some fast food place. 50 lei, that's $25 about, and easily two of you could eat at a fast food restaurant for this. I'm not sure. I'm going to bet, as I try to read this, so the Timișoara, the airport in Timișoara is named after Traian Buia. Who is he? He is their Orville and Wilbur Wright. Because believe it or not, almost simultaneously as the Wrights' first flight in North Carolina, Tryon-Vuia built, and there's a picture, I'm guessing that's him because in the back, a lighter-than-air machine. So he apparently flew just after the Wright brothers did. So there is some technology that they've got native in their country, and I'm betting that's what it is because he's a famous person, and I never had thought about that. But I look on the bottom, and there's handwriting, and that could be Tryon-Vuia, I'm not sure. This is my lecture notebook from when I was there. I tend to have the students sign the front after they take the class, so I'll remember that they were there. And then if you want to look at it, but don't take this home because Barbara likes this. I gave this to her for her birthday. This is Romanian Nutella, and mostly I brought this home because it tastes the same, but lots of languages, because they sell these in a lot of these little countries as you go by. I teased them because, notice, Danny and Simone had almost matching shirts. So I wrote on my Facebook, Dr. Fortner, I didn't get the heads up. I didn't wear the uniform tonight. On the right side, Danny likes an Italian restaurant that was very near where I stayed. And so he and I went to Italian food one night. Again, that was my course, Joshua Judges, and almost no Ruth by the time we got through it. As our pastor concludes, Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus stresses to his followers that I am with you, no one less than Christ himself accompanies us as we go out and go about his work of the Great Commission. Again, appreciate you getting involved with the young children, the orphans. And there were two groups of orphans. I was going to see the older ones, as I have done recently. The older ones and the younger ones will have different activities going on. The second Sunday, instead of speaking at the second in the afternoon church, I was going to go and spend time with the older orphans. But folks encouraged me to go speak at this other small church, so I did. So I didn't see the older kids. And the younger kids, they like for the Americans to come because this is the downtown Timisoara Victory Square Kentucky Fried Chicken. So KFC is their restaurant of choice. And so there were 13 children there with some adult helpers. And I just did the little pantograph. It's on our Facebook. So here's two other adults that are there helping them. This is Gus and Florentina. And yeah, we gave them the money that was raised for them. Some friends gave some. You had some. And they're very thankful. Money that has come over to them before last year, they were very thankful for, because it bought all the wood they will burn for the winter. So as normally they are concerned with, you know, raising money, and they have to ask for money for that. But they have enough wood to heat the facility that they have for all the children for the entire winter. They're very glad because that's significant to them. Wood-burning stove. Cheapest way. And when you go to Romania, I pointed out before, if you look at poles and signs and such, most everything is a concrete or a metal pole, because most of the trees in that country are A, cut down, or B, they're in Transylvania, and like here they have forestry service and you can't go and cut trees because there's not that many left. And so most of the things are concrete or steel posts, not wood. Wood is expensive. And so for them to get wood, it's still a cheaper choice, but it has some cost. So they appreciated. They went out of their way. I sent a video over. I think Barbara showed it. It's on my Facebook page. But they appreciate people getting involved with them. That's the kids' meal. Boxy KFC. That's the little kids' logo they have. And that poor but fortunate child on the right side. Can you tell? Well, as he came there and took his first bite of Kentucky Fried Chicken, he lost a tooth. And so I was sitting next to Gus and Florentina and was talking to them while the children were sitting down to eat. And poor kid, he lost his tooth, and painful, bleeding, shock. And so, you know, oh, what can we do to make him stop? He's really crying. What do you do? Of course, you're in America. I says, you know what we do in America? When a child loses a tooth, we give him a dollar. Best anesthetic you'd ever give a child. Also, you can see that little orange upside, that yellow upside down cup. If you get that Happy Meal, it comes with a container of Play-Doh. And that's a big container of Play-Doh. So all the children were they commented how the children were so well behaved in the restaurant because they all had a Play-Doh to occupy themselves with after they ate. And see, there's their orange juice that came with that. And then there's their happy meals they're getting ready, or their boxy meals. And if you notice on the left side, there was a choice of either a taller one, an Oreo sundae, or a shorter one that was some other things. So at the last minute, you know, Four-Lay is how much? $1. So we got everybody an ice cream, me included. Good for them. They were happy, appreciated, and simple things to do. Their KFCs are very similar, except you'll see big emphasis on wraps, big emphasis on sandwich. If you want to get a bucket of chicken, you can, but that's not normally what they sell. Most everybody goes in there for a chicken sandwich, or a chicken wrap, or a chicken salad. But just a bucket of chicken, that's not really their thing. For us, Christ's resurrection is what makes all the difference. So we're going to walk through the letters that spell resurrection in English. When we think of the Great Commission, what Jesus has done, because of Christ's resurrection, our right to heaven has been secured. We have peace with God. Our earthly house is to be exchanged for the heavenly. When we leave this world, we get a new body. Sins are forgiven in Christ. We have union with the church that's above, the people who have gone on before us. Requests are heard and answered because of Christ's interdiction for us. Our Redeemer has triumphed. Test, we shall also triumph in Him. Energies are being constantly replenished. God gives us strength. Christ is living evermore to intercede for us. Trials are understood and attended to. Jesus pays attention and prays with us. Immortality, our glorious immortality, is guaranteed with Him. Oblations, sacrifices, are being accepted, and names are written in heaven. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your challenge to spread your truth. Thank you for the challenge of we ourselves being your followers, your disciples, honoring you, and helping to build up, lift up, and encourage and bless each other. Help us. Thank you for the worldwide fellowship that believers have. Thank you for the involvement we have in other people's lives. Thank you for the involvement they have in ours. In Jesus' name, and everybody said,